Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
We are halfway through 2022. It has been a crazy year already. I want to give you my mid-year state of the restaurant industry update right now. Hey everybody, Ryan Bromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, clickbacon.com, and scalemyrestaurant.com. And like I said, author of Make It Happen, get a free copy at therestaurantboss.com. But what I really want to talk to you about today is 2022 and the crazy year that it has been so far. So the year started out with Omicron going nuts. My whole family got sick while we were on vacation. It was just kind of crazy start of the year, right? From November through December to January. I mean, we're okay. We were okay. It was a bad flu. We're all totally fine. And this isn't about COVID. This is just about what's happening in the world. But it kind of started with that. And then now we're kind of like, COVID's gone, which is awesome. But then some places are like, COVID's back, which is not awesome. And there's all this kind of weirdness happening. But the big thing that's happening right now is inflation. Inflation. There's going to be inflation. We printed so much money over the last 2 years. I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't want to get into the debt and how much money we printed. Again, don't make this political. Please don't, you know what? Go ahead, put any of the comments you want, but this is not a political video. This is not about who's right or who's wrong. This is just about the facts of where we are. It's not about policy or who's driving policy or what is happening. This is just about the facts. The facts are interest rates are going up, inflation is going up, supply is down, we're having a hard time finding staff, we're having a hard time finding labor, and what I'm telling clients to do about this. The first thing I want to talk about is that gone are the days, I've been saying this for 5-10 years, but gone are the days of cheap restaurant labor. It doesn't exist anymore. Cheap restaurant labor is gone. You are going to pay top dollar for labor. You're gonna pay top dollar times 2 or 3 for great labor. If you're having trouble finding staff right now, it's for one of two reasons. One, you're just not paying enough. Two, you have a culture that people don't want to work in. Your restaurant has a reputation. Now, whether you know that reputation or not, and I'm not talking about what the guests see, I'm talking about what team members see. Cooks talk, servers talk, cashiers talk. And when they go home, if they say bad things about your restaurant, no one's going to want to work there. So one, you have to address your culture at your restaurant. You have to make sure it's a great place to work. It's a fun place to work. You still have to get work done. Being a fun place to work and getting work done have nothing to do with each other. You can be a fun place and still get work done. You can be serious and still be fun. You can be a place that people want to work at and we still are serious. You can be strict without being mean. And we have lots of videos about that. But the point is, would you work for you? Have you created an environment that you would work in? Number two, which is the elephant in the room, is you're just not paying enough. I'm not here right now to discuss how much could you pay. I'm just saying you're not paying enough. If you're still having a hard time finding staff, you're not paying enough. Which brings up the second thing that I wanted to really adjust here in the mid-year update, which is change. Because if you can't pay more, if you're sitting here watching this going, Ryan, you're crazy. I'm offering $22 an hour for cooks. I'm offering $25 an hour for cooks and they're not coming. It's because the world has changed. They have options. They can drive for Uber. They can work for Amazon. There are gigs out there. They can stay at home and make money selling on Amazon. There are gigs and other opportunities out there that weren't there 4, 5, 10 years ago that are now available to them. So maybe 25 isn't enough. Maybe 30 is not enough. I don't know what the number is, but if you're having a hard time finding employees, they're out there. Unemployment is at the lowest numbers it's almost ever been because people are working. To say people are not working is not true. They're just not maybe wanting to work for you for what you're paying. But how are you going to pay more? You're going to have to change. If you have a huge menu that's hard to execute, you probably have to shrink your menu. If you don't have well-documented training and systems and processes and procedures, you're probably going to have to do that work so you don't need as talented of a cook, right? Systems are the opposite of talent. Let's take like a Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A doesn't need a talented chef or talented cooks. High school kids cook at Chick-fil-A because their systems are so strong. So systems are here, talent is here. Right now, my guess is if you're struggling to find people and you can't pay enough, it's probably because you need talented people that cost a lot of money because your systems are here. So you're going to have to work on simplifying your operation and increasing your systems. That's just part of what's going to have to happen here. Also, remember this, change doesn't happen slowly. Change does not happen slow. Our world didn't change slowly. Our world changed like that, at least relative in time. The world changed in March of 2020, like that. Now, it may have taken 2 years for us to feel the ramifications, and it may have taken 2 years for us to get used to it, but the world changed like that. So whatever you're fearful of, whatever you're saying of we've got time or we're going to slowly change or we're going to adapt, while you're slowly changing, others are making plans for massive change. And when their massive change takes effect, your slow change is going to put you into a world of hurt or potentially out of business. Because the things that are happening right now in our industry are mind-blowing. Robots are being developed at a faster pace than ever. Self-serve kiosks are being developed at a faster pace than ever. Delivery is growing at a massive pace. Curbside pickup. The way that people dine is changing. I have restaurants that are installing pizza robots. I have restaurants that are installing sushi robots. I have restaurants that are looking for technology and improving their systems and simplifying their menu because they can't wait 3 years for these changes to take effect. Change happens like that. It may feel like it takes a long time, but it doesn't. The world changed in 2001 in an instant. The world changed in 2020 in an instant. The question is, are you making those changes fast enough? So the whole purpose of today's update, the whole purpose of me coming out here and not trying to scare you, but maybe presenting what I believe to be some very honest information, is that what changes are you making? If you are operating the same way you've been operating for 5, 10, or 20 years, and you're just complaining about how expensive everything is getting, but you're not changing, you are going to be left behind. If you're complaining about how hard it is to find staff, and you are not changing, you are going to be left behind. If you need help putting together a strategy for change, if you need help with ideas for how you can change, if you don't know what you don't know, and you need me to come out to your restaurant or we can hop on the phone and we can do a top to bottom audit and I can show you the areas potentially that you need to make some changes at, we have those options available to you at The Restaurant Boss. You can go to therestaurantboss.com and you can look at our membership, which has two meetings every month, one training, one Ask Me Anything live, as well as access to all of our trainings like Scale and Ghost Kitchen Bootcamp and Restaurant Manager Certification and all of our past trainings. We have Click Bacon, which is awesome for helping you manage your restaurants. You can click on the Hire Me tab and we can look at either coming out to your restaurant or doing a strategy session over the phone. Grab a copy of my book. It's free. You just have to pay a couple bucks for shipping. There's all kinds of ways I can help you. But in this video, what I really wanted to address is that point of change and how fast it happens and how if we wait for change slowly or we slowly change, there's going to be an instant like that where you're going to be irrelevant. So, look, I think we're going to go into a slowdown, an economic slowdown. I think, call it a recession, call it whatever you want. We can't have raising interest rates and inflation at the pace that we are going without there being some hurt. And unfortunately, that hurt is coming because people don't change fast enough. People don't slowly cut back their expenses. They wait until they can't pay their bills. Then they cut back their expenses because change happens in an instant. Restaurants don't, unfortunately, slowly change. They wait until they can't pay their bills anymore and then they close because change happens in an instant. Don't wait for that. That mentality is what will lead us to a recession. If people start making changes now and make them fast, we might avoid a recession. But I don't think we will avoid a recession. And so when we get to a recession, when the word recession gets out on the news, everyone is going to change instantly. And that means that they're going to stop eating at your restaurant as much. Or if your restaurant isn't the best in your community, they're going to stop eating there as much. If you don't offer the best value, value has nothing to do with price. You can be a high-end restaurant and offer good value. You can be fast food and offer good value. Value has nothing to do with price. Don't confuse that conversation. We have a video about that. I'll link to it. All I'm saying is we need to start getting ready for change. You need to change faster. So I'm rambling on here, but I think it's really, really important that we talk about this and that I share it with you. And you know what? Reach out for some help. This is what I do all day, every day. I help restaurants all over the world. It would be an absolute honor and an absolute privilege if you were to reach out and we can assess the situation and then determine what the best course of action is for you. Like I said, there's different ways that we can meet, but this is what I do every day. And nothing brings more joy to my life than being on the phone with someone this morning who has cut their expenses by 40% in 4 months. Nothing brings me more joy than getting on the phone with an operator of 5 units, changing around their menu a little bit, helping them develop some checklists and some prep sheets and some systems and some processes, and lowering their labor by like 20%, and now introducing some robots, which are going to simplify their operation, lower their labor by like another 20, probably like another 5 to 10%. So like a 30% reduction in labor in the 3 or 4 months that we're working together. Now that restaurant is ready to open up more locations because their P&L is fixed now. They're making money again. Nothing brings me more joy than doing that, than seeing a brand that I worked with for the last 4 years go from 0 to 10 locations and now opening up 2 locations next month. And then I think they have 8 more planned for this year. They're going to go from 0 to 20 locations in 5.5 years. That's what I can do for you if that's what you want and if you're willing to put in the work. So let's hop on a phone. Let's make this change happen like that. And let's get ahead of this economy instead of waiting for it to crash on us and get behind it. What do you say? Listen, remember that systems create freedom, freedom creates value, and value creates scale. This was a long video, and I apologize for making it long, but I think it was super important. I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people. I'll see you next week with another great video just like this one. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.